College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, this is Trigger Ethics, a seven-part radio mini-series. Previously on Trigger Ethics.
Your devil fire cannot harm me. Did Pinnacle hand you an invisible helmet as well?
Church has made a move against our sponsored church. I'm ready to initiate the final stages of our plan.
Duck, quick!
How many are there?
Seven.
No, there are none. Reload, quick, before the door opens. Oh, hell.
Dispatch, this is Unit Gamma 3, one enemy down!
And now, Episode 7, The Fall.
Dispatch, Gamma 6 is down too. We need backup now. Over.
Hold your position.
Grenade!
Joseph!
Finish the job first, yuppie. You can't help him if you're dead. All right, we're clear.
Joseph, where are you hit?
I think my stomach.
You live for a while yet. Let's wrap it up with something.
So much. Is that blood mine?
You'll be fine in just a minute. Brass is almost done tying you up.
We're going to have to keep going. There will be more in a minute. This will have to do, Joseph.
Can you stand?
I can't.
His leg is wounded too. They must have hit an artery. It's bleeding heavily.
I'm not going to make it, am I?
No.
Leon, take the bombs. The radio. Go! Remember, free filters.
I will.
Let's get moving. Angel Boy, take this. Angel Boy? The elevator!
Shut that door!
Good evening, miss.
I need to see Gudden immediately.
Hang on a minute, I'll page his secretary.
Deckard, you look like you've just run a marathon.
I work hard at my job, unlike some of us commanders.
Yeah. I haven't seen Dreely since lunch yesterday.
He decided to take a vacation.
Really? Did you get that whole embezzlement thing sorted out before he left?
Get back to work, Manders.
Fine.
Mr. Gudden is finishing up a phone conference right now, Miss Decker. He'll be able to see you in about 15 minutes.
That's fine. Cancel my appointments the rest of the day.
Yes, Miss Decker.
That was a close one.
Brass, Joseph is dead. That's not close. Decker is going to answer for every drop of blood spilled this day. She's caused nothing but hell for this city.
I agree, she's less appealing than day-old dog vomit. But I wouldn't exactly say our friend Rosewood is a proponent of greater order.
That reminds me, I should tell him about Joseph. Father Rosewood, come in. This is Leon. Father Rosewood, can you hear me? Damn, they must be jamming that channel.
Maybe we should...
We've stopped moving.
Oh, hell.
They've frozen the elevator. Let's get out the hatch. Put on your gas mask first. They might start releasing nerve gas.
Nerve gas? In the elevator shaft?
Yes, it prevents most intruders from doing exactly what we're about to do. Don't worry, there won't be any gas in the halls. We're lucky. We stopped right by a floor landing. We just need to get that door open.
Nerve gas in an elevator shaft. It just seems so... stupid.
It was Dreely's idea. Give me a boost so I can trigger the mechanic's switch.
Got it yet, yuppie?
Just, hang on. Got it. Okay, glove.
There should be a staircase on the other side of this room.
I hate cubicles.
At least they'll provide us cover. Let's get going. They'll know we're here soon enough.
Do you hear that?
Open fire!
Find cover.
Mike, take some guys and move around to the left. Dispatch, it's the Sigma team. We found them on level 93.
How many are there?
A lot. Looks like about 30.
Oh, bloody hell. Put a charge on the window.
How long of a fuse?
20 seconds. Put your mask on.
We have them cornered, sir.
Good. Very good. Fire at will.
Hang on. We give up.
Slide over your weapons. Stand up.
Get them over here. Hello, Westcott.
Manders, is that a railgun?
Yes, it is. If you hadn't surrendered, you'd be splatter on the wall. Take them to holding cell block G. Mr. Gunn will want to see them before the public execution.
There's just one problem.
Enlighten me?
You're not wearing your mask. Let's go before more show up.
Hang on. I think I'm taking this.
Brass, it's as big as you are. It punches holes through reinforced concrete. It is not a practical weapon for this situation.
Fine, but you're buying me one later.
Father Rosewood, brigade reinforcements have arrived. They've sent helicopters.
Have the quartermaster send more rockets to the roof. Tell me of the north side of the building.
We're holding them off, Father, but we are running low on high caliber ammunition. We can't hold them in entrenched position much longer.
We will not have to, Father. If Leon has not succeeded within the next half hour, we advance.
Tank! They've breached the wall!
Do not retreat! Do not retreat! Follow my brothers! Charge!
Father! Catch! It's an incendiary charge!
Fear the judgment of the righteous, you villainous pawns! You met thy end, mechanized beast! Onward! Onward! Keep the line! Not one step backward! We walk with the shepherd! We cannot know defeat!
Decker, this is utterly chaotic! You're fired!
Mr. Gooden, I'm afraid you don't see the larger picture.
Oh, well, you are no longer an executive of Pinnacle, so I don't really care about your picture!
I really think you should hear me out.
Decker, how stupid are you? Pulling a gun in front of my security force? Take care of this nuisance.
Did I mention, Mr. Gooden, that I renegotiated the contracts of your security force? Gentlemen.
This is ridiculous! I'm not just going to sign over the company!
You don't really have a choice. I'm going to shoot you if you don't.
Discussing business, I hope.
Not another step, Westcott or Gooden dies.
Decker, do that and you'd be dead before you could shoot either of us.
Don't do anything stupid, Westcott! Without me, this city will fall into complete chaos!
You need Gooden alive. You wouldn't take the risk.
Wouldn't I, though? It is, after all, just business. Executives come and go. And who was it that paid Dreely to frame me?
Oh. And you, Leon Westcott, the ethical, moral executive, would sacrifice the lives of innocent people just for revenge?
I'm comfortable with it.
Mr. Mountstein, or is it Brass now? Why are you taking orders from Westcott? I'll double whatever he's paying you.
Well, that still leaves me with, nothing.
How does $2.5 million sound?
That's a lot of money. But it's clear to me who will come out on top with this situation.
Give it up, Decker. Put the gun down and you might walk away alive.
You should have seen what he did to her. He shot her face until it was pulp.
Regardless, I'll make the demands here.
Like hell you will!
Mr. Gooden, sir! The terrorists are assaulting our position just outside the church! We need to fall back to a fortified position!
Dispatch a unit!
Shut up, you fool! Move out of the way! Give me that!
Gooden, duck!
You really do have an impressive shot, Yuppie.
Sir! Did not copy! Repeat, please!
Mr. Gooden, I strongly suggest you ignore that for a moment. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Good. Then there are some matters that need to be discussed. Rosewood and his men are leaving Carmichael's church. They'll be here in 5 minutes. So you can either negotiate with me or with Rosewood's gun.
I'm listening.
First, tell the brigade to stand down and allow the underground into the corporation building. If you don't do this, I'm going to shoot you. If you do, I will ensure your safety.
Captain, stand down. Let them into the building.
Sir?
I said let them in. Do it now!
Yes, sir. Standing down.
The underground will act as your bodyguards now. I think you'll find them to be much more loyal as long as we come to an agreement. First, repeal the sponsored church law and allow freedom of religion. Second, filters are to be free of charge. And last,
redistribute the stock holdings of the executive board to the people of the city.
What about me? Do I keep my job?
Yes, for now. And I highly suggest you give me mine back.
And I want my gun back.
What do you think? A little heavy, isn't it?
It's a little weighty, but it's still a nice gun. Probably one of the best we've made in a while. Why don't you put up another target, Frank? I've got some time to kill today.
Sure thing. Do you need another clip?
Nah. I'll switch to the Salamander.
The Salamander 650. Now that's a decent gun.
I know.
I see your sight is still guided, Leon.
Father Rosewood, I wasn't expecting to see you today. Has something happened?
Fret not, Leon. The light is spreading through the city faster than I hoped. We expect the ruins of Carmichael's testament to heresy to be demolished by the end of the week.
Good to hear. When is construction expected to begin on the new church?
Soon. Many of the congregation are excited to start rebuilding. But there are others.
Others?
Others within the congregation who want the light to spread beyond the reaches of this city.
They want to expand to other cities.
Indeed. Not only to free others from corrupt tyranny, but also to form a stable base that does not rest entirely upon Pinnacle. Some still doubt the company's integrity. They fear that corruption may return and infect the city once more.
But Father, we've stabilized the stock and business is picking up again. We're not in a weak position or even close to being bought out. There really is no cause for concern.
So Gudden has informed me as well. But many have raised the question. What is to stop another Decker from rising unnoticed or some other agent from the outside?
Gudden is wiser. He won't let that happen again. I won't let that happen again.
Many trust you. But no mortal can truly be without doubt.
I can't promise the people perfection. But if such threats surface, we will handle it. For now, Pinnacle, the company, and the city are secure.
I have faith in you. I am simply acting as the flock's voice. These are turbulent times. All deserve to be heard.
Yes, especially me.
How did negotiations go?
They were reluctant to accept the terms at first, but I managed to convince them.
You don't have to make every deal cutthroat, Brass.
I don't have to. I want to.
You're unbelievable.
What's unbelievable is how difficult you executives can be. I've dealt with every kind of traitor you could imagine, but you yuppies are awful. You've stirred something up, yuppie. A lot of companies aren't too eager to do business with us. Or talk to us.
It is fear.
Of what?
Revolution.
Righteousness. Pinnacle has become a beacon of hope for the oppressed, Leon. The tyrants cower as they face the inevitable. Soon these unjust villains and the darkness they sow will fade into the annals of history.
Trigger Ethics is written by Brian Kirkland, Christy Carlson, Allie Hefner, and Paul Jouett. Produced by Joshua Cyril White, directed by Anna Heller-Seebach, with technical direction by Chris Preparato and Drew Carone Bruce, and music by Brandon Lichtinger and Michael Lloyd. This episode featured the vocal talents of Isaac Salapa as Leon, James Hollerman as Rosewood, Christine La Rochelle as Decker, Paul Jouett as Brass, Tom Oak as Joseph, Joshua Cyril White as Manders, and Stephen Dixon as Gutton, and Radio Voice, as well as the voices of Andrew Tarnowski, Christine Zeal, Jonathan Davis, Drew Perone Bruce, Pete Budzowski, and Miguel Montgomery. For more information on Trigger Ethics, you can visit the show's website at triggerethics.allegheny.edu. Trigger Ethics is a production of Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.